Later on in the week, I got into this spot to where I was in a funk, and it was just, I don't know if you all ever been in a funk like that before, but it's like something hits you, and it's like, I can't identify what it is. I can't get out of it. I just want
to
sleep.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're here with another Monday motivation. That's right, man. So if you all haven't had the opportunity to connect with us on social media, I would encourage you to follow us at SYS Podcast One on all social platforms. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's Twitter. So connect with us there so you can stay up to date with all the interviews, stay up to date with the latest episodes as well as announcements and anything like that. But in addition to that, if you didn't catch last Friday's episode, we had the opportunity to sit down with Jonathan Traylor. He's been out here killing it. On the scene, when it comes to music, when it comes to performing. This dude had over 1 million streams of his album when it dropped within the first 2 months. Tell me that's not crazy. Crazy, okay? But we sat down in the studio at the Averon Studios, and we interviewed him this past weekend. But man, today I want to talk about something that's a little bit different. I want to shift gears. And I want to be just honest and transparent with you all today, because this past week, I almost lost my mind, okay? And I'm laughing now, but it's not funny at all. Literally, I was working, I probably worked like 50 hours that week, and it's funny that we don't think that putting in a certain amount of hours on our body, putting in a certain amount of hours on our mind, we don't think that those stressors will catch up. We just feel that we're doing the work, you know, it's fine, I'll go in, I'll do this, I'll go from this job and go to that job, and I need to make the check, I need to pay the bills, I need to make sure this is taken care of, I need to make sure that's taken care of. But what about you? But what about your own mental health? What about your own self-awareness? What about you taking a moment to self-assess what you need? And I did not do that this past week. Because a lot of you all know I'm engaged now, so getting ready to get married, and we're planning a wedding that's going to take place in December, at the end of December, but it's in December. On top of that, I work an overnight job, and at one point, I used to sleep a lot at this job. I doze off here, I doze off there, I doze off everywhere. But then it got to the point where they made some shifts in the houses, and to where now, getting that rest is not really as possible and not really feasible, because hello, it's a job and it's an overnight job, so therefore I should be working anyway, right? So factor that in, on top of me always just trying to go out and just do extra stuff. So I'm ripping and running across the city, ripping and running, doing this, doing that, and not laying down and taking time for me to rest, not taking time for me to recharge, not making sure that my mental headspace was in a good place. And then later on in the week, I got into this spot to where I was in a funk. And it was just, I don't know if you all ever been in a funk like that before, but it's like something hits you and it's like, I can't identify what it is. I can't get out of it. I just want to sleep, right? So then I would get off work, I'd go home, and I'd go to sleep. Friends reaching out to me, me reaching out to friends, like, hey, what's going on? You all right? I'm fine. I just lay home and go to sleep. And then it got to the point to where I realized that I'm sleeping throughout the majority of the day, and I wasn't making the best of my days, and my days weren't fruitful because I'm sleeping through them. Why am I sleeping through them? Because I'm not motivated to do anything. Like I said, I almost lost my mind. I began to reach out, And a few brothers reached out and connected with me. My best friend Mahari, I talked with him. He was like, man, you gotta recharge, you gotta get your rest. Then I talked to my fiance a little bit later that week. But I was just in a space where I really didn't want to talk to anybody. And I know some of you all have been out there and have been in this space, but the first thing I had to realize was that I had to talk to somebody. Didn't necessarily want to, but then as I began to talk it out, then I began to feel a little bit better about it. I still went to sleep, and then I was like, well, what's going on? So then my guy, KG with Cosign Magazine, he's doing this Cosign Fitness Challenge. So I said, let me push through it. I said, let me work out. So I started working out, started getting that sweat going, started releasing, there's pheromones, not pheromones, but just started releasing that sweat. So I was doing that, and I reached out and talked to somebody. And then I just kept doing it. Then it got to the point to where then I realized that I began to feel a little bit better. But I had to go through that process. I had to take time, and I had to talk to somebody, man. Because how many of us are going through the day-to-day and we're trying to catch up on life? We're trying to catch up on bills. We're trying to catch up on everything else, but our bodies aren't getting recharged. Our minds aren't getting recharged. Our souls aren't getting what we need. It can be rough. It can be rough. I had to reach out to my pastor. I told him, I said, man, I'm burnt out. I was trying to prepare for Bible study for that Tuesday because I lead Bible study at my church, Activate, in the heart of downtown Dallas, 211 North Irving. And I was like, I'm burnt out. I was reading the scriptures and then I wasn't retaining it. I was just reading and reading and reading and nothing was being retained. And I was trying to figure out, I'm like, why do I feel like this right now? So like I said, I had to talk to somebody. He told me, he said, John, get some rest. Get some rest. So I laid down, I just went to sleep that Tuesday. The next day, I still couldn't shake it. I talked to somebody else about it. But it got to the place to where I had to challenge myself to get out of my own way. Getting that rest that was well needed. Getting out what I felt. And then lastly, getting that exercise back going. Because I think a lot of times we don't realize how pivotal physical exercise is on our own mental health. We need it to release those toxins, to release those sweat glands, let it open up, and just to release everything that you've been facing throughout the week. And on Friday, I finished out Friday strong. Me and my fiance, we went to Black Swan Yoga, and I sweated my whole life away. Yeah, literally sweated my whole life away. I couldn't even stand on my mat to like get in the dolphin position. I tried to put my elbows down and I was just slipping and sliding all over the place. But anyway, man, I just wanted to share that with y'all. I just wanted to be transparent because I knew something was off, but didn't really want to work through it. But now realizing that I'm in a relationship, that working through whatever needs to be worked through is necessary, because you can't be in a relationship by yourself. So by doing that, I would put her on the outside versus her being on the inside with me. So man, I want to share that with y'all just to be vulnerable, but also to let you know if you're in that spot, if you're in that place, if you're in that space, get some help. Talk to somebody, connect to somebody, do something that you haven't done in a while, or do something just out of your comfort zone to challenge yourself to make certain that you have everything that you need. Because if not, you're gonna bury yourself in a space and in a place that ultimately you might not be able to get out of by yourself. Friends, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, first of all, make sure you follow us, connect with us, okay? SYS Podcast 1. All the social platforms. On top of that, share this message with a friend. I feel somebody might need this one today. Just share this to let somebody know that they're not the only one struggling, fighting, whatever it might be, that blah feeling. You might call it depression. I don't know what it looks like for you, but I would just encourage you to share this with somebody to let them know that they're not the only one that thinks they're the only one. And lastly, friends, we got the Speak Your Success merch. We just uploaded the Fire Maroon Speak Your Success Tee, limited edition. Go ahead and get that. It's on the website, JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. But man, we're reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?